which will be used tomorrow for an interview for the Council of Jewish Women. We are going to be interviewing Mr. Philip Feld, and the interview will take place at the Irene Kaufman Center, the East End Division. Now, I want to hear about your home and where did you live? In what country?
Romania. Botoşan, the city is called Botoşan.
Can you spell that for me?
Botoşan is Batsashan. Is it right? Botoşan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was this a village?
A city.
It was a city. About how large was the city?
It's a pretty big city, but let's say about a half of the people. And then they according. See, I'll tell you, I was that time, I left my town when I was about 17 years. I don't know too much.
Well, we're going to
I don't
you.
Know too much for it because I was young, you know, and too much agitated. I'm not either. I didn't have the opportunity. I had poor parents, you know, kind of thing. But as much as I'll be able, I'll explain it.
I'm sure it will be just fine.
That's good.
Now then, this is a city about half the size of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And what kind of a house did you live in?
A very poor house. My father was a shamus. You know, a shamus and a shul. You're a Jewish?
Oh, sure, Jewish.
Well, a shamus.
I know what a shamus is.
In the back of the shul, we had our room there. And we lived in that house, under the shul, under the synagogue.
Now, how many in this place where you live, behind the synagogue?
Yeah.
I want to know about your family that lived in this apartment, more or less, with you.
Yeah.
How many brothers did you have?
I had four brothers and three sisters.
All right. Now, of the four brothers, how many were older?
My oldest is dead already a long time.
But we're talking about when you lived there.
Yes.
In this house, how many older brothers did you have?
I had four brothers, but they were apart. They weren't together at the time.
When
I came to my mind, you know, I was old, but 17 years and I left. And they were, a couple was away to this country and a couple was living separate. I just was only with a sister of mine.
Only one sister was
yes.
living here. Was she younger than you?
Older.
Older.
I'm the youngest from all of them.
Oh, you're the youngest in the family. Did all of the children live at this time when you were 17? Were they all living, all the children that had been born in the family?
Yeah, they were.
And in this apartment in back of the synagogue, how long did you live there?
I was born.
You were born, and until you came to this country?
Until I came to this country.
Now, your father, you told me, was the shaman.
Yeah.
That's like the caretaker, more or less.
Yeah.
What did this synagogue look like? Was it
a small synagogue for common people, not too common people, you know, nice people.
I understand.
Workers, it's tailors and shoemakers and bakers. Mm-hmm. I'm a baker, and a few others. A little school, a little congregation. You know.
Did you learn to be a baker in Europe?
In Europe, yes.
Before you came here?
Before I came here.
And how old were you when you
came here? Oh, about 9 years. I was going working already. Because my mother was dead when I was 8 years. She died.
Well, wait, we'll come to that.
Hmm?
Let's wait till we come to that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So then you learned to be a baker,
yeah,
at the age of 9, and you worked from then on as a baker.
Yes, yes.
Until you came to this country.
Yes.
What were the languages spoken in your home?
Romanian.
Not Yiddish.
It is Jewish. We're talking Yiddish.
You talk Yiddish too, yeah. Both languages.
Yeah, naturally.
Did you go to school in Europe?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
All right, now this synagogue, was for working people.
Yeah.
And what was the building material?
Plain building.
Wood?
No. Brick.
Wood made of brick?
Yeah.
Did you know non-Jewish people in this city?
Not too many.
Well, the ones that you knew, how did you get along with them?
I didn't associate with non-Jewish people.
Did you belong to, or did you attend, any political organization?
In Europe?
In Europe.
No.
What about your father? Was he a Zionist, or a socialist, labor union?
No, he was a common man, and he was a